Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm Tim Streifler, and my co-host, David Blackman, is actually out sick this week, so it is me flying solo. The show must go on, and so I'm here to talk about episode 87, 5 Tips for an Effective Work-Life Balance. Now, David and I are both involved in another podcast, a Divi theme specific podcast called Divi Chat. And we recently talked about a topic regarding a work-life balance and some tips on having a work-life balance. And as entrepreneurs, freelancers, especially when you work from home, it is very hard to maintain a healthy work-life balance when your office is in your house and when you can run your business from your phone doing a lot of things. It's very hard to turn it off. Typically, when you work for yourself, you're doing something that you really love. You're choosing to do that, and it's something that you're passionate about, which makes it even harder. And so you don't even realize that, you know what, I've been working, 65, 70, 80 hours this week, even though it's something I love. Long term, it's not healthy. Even though you do enjoy it, even though it doesn't feel like work a lot of times, long term, it's not healthy. And so it's definitely recommended by professionals to have a healthy work-life balance and be able to have other things that you dedicate time to outside of your profession. And so here's some tips that we talked about. This is a recap from the Divi Chat podcast episode where we talked about this. I believe it was episode 56 of Divi Chat. So you can go back and hear the full hour-long discussion. There was about 5 of us on there. So yeah, so the first tip on the list is be disciplined about your work hours. When you work from home, you can work any time of day. And that's one of the benefits of working for yourself is you choose your own hours. But something that we recommend is choosing hours. Don't just work whenever or all the time. Have some planned out hours that you decide are your work hours and get into the routine. And that can really help you with the work-life balance. And so for me, I typically don't work nights or weekends. Or if I do work weekends, they're usually lighter days. I don't work the whole day. It's usually something more that I want to work on, more of a passion project to my business, working on a new product or something that really gets me excited. And then I save the stuff that I kind of have to get through, maintaining my business during the week. And so that might not be what works for you, but find some hours that fit your schedule, fit your lifestyle, and stick to them so that you can separate that personal life and work life and be able to have a healthy balance. The next tip on the list is have a hobby. Have something that you get excited about, that you get passionate about, that isn't work, isn't your business, isn't something that you're monetizing. For me, for example, I bought myself a drone. Drones are really popular these days, and they're relatively inexpensive. And so I bought a drone, and it's something that I have fun getting outdoors, flying it around, taking shots, chasing my dog around as he runs around like a maniac. And that's fun. It gets me outside, and it gets me passionate about something else. Other people will join softball leagues or whatever, exercise classes, something like that. So yeah, definitely recommended for having an effective work-life balance. The next one on the list is set non-work-related goals for yourself that you can achieve and you can work towards. And so some of the ones we talked about on the Divi Chat episode were, for example, David Blackman, the other host of WP the Podcast, talked about going on a 30-minute walk twice a day. So he was setting a goal for himself, get outside, walk around. It's healthy for him. It gets him, away from his computer, away from work, to kind of be able to disconnect. And that was the goal that he was going to set. 30 minutes, very achievable. For me, it's when I'm really busy, not make time for friendships. And so for me, the goal is I want to have a goal of once a week getting together with a friend. You know, sometimes I'll go weeks without seeing anybody but my wife. And so getting out coffee, lunch with a friend once a week is a goal. For Josh Hall, one of our other hosts on Divi Chat, he wants to work out 4 days a week. That's his goal. So it's a non-work related goal, something you can work towards and you can be passionate about that is non-work related. And that can really be a effective way to help create balance work life when it comes to having a work life balance. The next one on the list is create and enforce rules for yourself. This kind of comes into play with some of the other ones we talked about with the work hours, but other rules could be no phone while you're relaxing. For me, I have a bad habit of sitting on the couch, watching TV with my wife, and half paying attention, half responding to emails and so forth. And it's not good to do that because you need time to relax, unwind, disconnect. And you know, you think you might be getting more done, but can make the argument that you actually get less done because you're trying to multitask. So you're not having a relaxing time and you're not really getting that much work done. And so since you're not resting and kind of unwinding, when you do get back to work, you don't have as much energy or drive because you didn't really get a break. You didn't have time to disconnect, you know, the night before or whatever. That could be one rule. No phone while relaxing. Another one, no phone during meals or family time, et cetera. So find things that you think would be helpful for you. Again, it's different for every person. Everybody has different habits. But create those rules and enforce them for yourself. You have to be disciplined. You have to be intentional, but it can be really effective, especially long term. And the last one on the list, the last tip for an effective work-life balance is be productive during your work hours. Be really proactive about having good time management skills because this will help you be able to relax better when you're relaxing. It'll help you be able to get more done so that you feel like you deserve that break, that you deserve that time, you know, to relax, do something fun with friends, whatever. It's kind of the work hard, play hard mentality, you know, and sometimes I'll do things where I'm, you know, responding to comments in a web design Facebook group while I'm, you know, trying to respond to a pre-sales question from a potential customer while I'm also helping my support person troubleshoot a support issue. And it's that multitasking where you're like trying to get four things done at once and you end up not really getting any of them done in a timely manner. And so, you know, those are some, you know, basic productivity tips, you know, focus on one thing at a time, move on to the next thing, move on to the next thing. And you think you might be thinking, well, what does productivity have to do with having an effective work-life balance? Well, if you are productive during your work time, you'll be able to be productive during your non-work time as well. Be able to enjoy time with friends because you feel like you earned it. So that is 5 tips for having an effective work-life balance. If you want to hear the full discussion, you can go to divi.chat. Where we talk about it, divi.chat is our Divi focused podcast. However, this particular episode is not really specific to Divi at all. So if you're not using the Divi theme, don't worry. You can still gain some value out of it. I believe it's episode 56 on divi.chat. And so we hope you enjoyed this episode. Thanks for listening to another episode of WP the Podcast. Don't forget to head on over to our website, wpthepodcast.com. You can check out today's show notes for episode 87, 5 tips for an effective work-life balance. You can also listen to past episodes. We have a search tool with autocomplete, so you can type in something like hosting or WordPress or email marketing and find all the different episodes where we talk about any of those things. Remember to subscribe and like our podcast, and until tomorrow, we'll see you then. Thanks for tuning in. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.